You're listening to Money Talks on CKNW News Talk 980. Here again is Michael Campbell.
You hear all this talk about real estate bubbles. Well, we'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes' time with Ozzie Jurek. We're going to visit again on the real estate issue across the country. If you have questions that way, get ready for that. But first off, every once in a while when I see some opportunity, we're talking taxes this week, of course, as we should talk taxes every week. But we see the opportunity maybe to save money in a certain area, especially when it comes to mandatory contributions. So whether this applies to you directly, you may know somebody in this area. That's why I was pleased to get Darren Earn agreeing to come on with us. He's the president of Grants International. Darren, appreciate your time on the weekend.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Let me just throw this out very quickly and just say, who are you talking to with your company? But, I mean, you've obviously identified a particular niche where you think that many Canadians are overpaying and can get some money back. So who do you talk to on this?
Okay, we've assisted over 3,000 individuals and companies across Canada and saved them over $22 million in employment insurance premiums for related people. The law says that insurable employment does not include related people, and those related people are defined as your children, your spouse, your parents, or your siblings. So if you are working for or if you employ your son or daughter, your wife or your husband, your mother or your father, or your brother or sister, including in-laws, including step-parents, grandparents, step-brothers, you know, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, they don't even have to own any part of the business. This is a very commonly, you know,
misconception,
unknown.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are two laws. There's one where if you're the business owner yourself, you don't deduct EI, and most people know about that one. But what happens often is people will, you know, hear this show and go to their accounts and say, hey, I heard something about, the, you know, being not eligible for EI, and they'll go to that ownership law. This is a different law, and I just want to stress that, and if you're an accountant out there, you got to learn about this one. It says that insurable employment does not include people that are not dealing with each other at arm's length, which means related. And if you are employing your family and deducting EI and they've never made a claim for EI before, they remain in what is called excluded employment, meaning that they're not eligible until the government says otherwise. Okay?
Yeah, so, let me just quickly, Darren. Now, is it any kind of a business? I mean, is this more the business structure as opposed to the industry? It's not an industry special kind of thing.
Actually, it's any industry. I've done this for every imaginable industry across the country, including retail, manufacturing, wholesale, service, farms, transport, oil rigs. I've done it for hockey teams. It makes no difference what you do, and it doesn't matter if you're incorporated or not incorporated. I've done it for public companies on the Toronto Stock Exchange, sole proprietors, mom-and-pop shops, you know, 1,000-person manufacturing outfits. The type of business makes no difference. The structure of the business makes no difference. Every business in this country is controlled by somebody, and if that person employs their family, this law was put in place to protect the system from you, from laying your family off and, you know, cheating the system. And anybody who is related to the owner of the company is first a cheater and must prove that they're not. Otherwise, they cannot make a claim for EI benefits. You will be denied. And people are being denied EI benefits right across Canada now. So there is something that we can do about it. And what we can do is we can get it in writing from the government stating that you are not eligible. And if you're not eligible, we can use that to get you a refund of all the premiums that you've paid over the past 3 years plus the current year of up to $8,000 per related family member.
Yeah, let me come back. It's kind of, I'm smiling thinking of what you're saying here in this particular instance. Is I guess that's what the government is trying to prevent, is that I hire my son and then conveniently keep laying him off on a regular basis, you know. So I guess they're trying to prevent that. But the benefit is, as you say, if he is not eligible, I'm just talking about my son, as you said, anybody who's related, it could have been, in my case, a wife, a parent, a sibling, you know, that kind of thing. But so I don't actually have to pay it in because they're never going to get eligible anyways.
And that's the key. The key, okay, I'm going to, this is from the courts, Judge Porter, discussing the purpose of the law. I just wanted to quickly clarify that. He says, and I quote, quite clearly, the purpose of this legislation is to safeguard the system from having to pay out a multitude of benefits based on artificial or fictitious employment arrangements, end quote. This is the judge in the tax court talking about why this law exists. It's not there to provide benefits to you when you're related. It's there to protect the system from you, from being potentially a person that could abuse it, that could manipulate it, that could lay your son and your wife off and claim EI, and then, you know, maybe they're still working for you. They're not looking for another job, and then you just finish the EI claim.
Yeah.
So that's why this exists. Now, that being said, because one person or 10 people got caught cheating 20 years ago, by the way, this law changed in 1990, okay? Now that, since somebody got caught, now every related family member in this country is now a cheater. Until you can prove otherwise, you remain a cheater, and the government doesn't have to prove that you're not eligible. You have to prove that you are, and they don't have to do anything but say no, and it's very easy for them to say no when you're making a claim for EI benefits. However, this is where it gets tricky. Because there's this gray area in this that allows them to pay out benefits to some people that are related, they can, but if you can prove to them certain, you know, terms and conditions and stuff, that now they're using that to force you to deduct, okay?
Yeah.
So when you try to stop deducting, they tell you you're eligible, but you're not making a claim at that point. But when you try to make the claim, they tell you you're not eligible. This is what we specialize at. We clarify. It's a gray area, and it's very tricky, and, you know, people getting caught up in this all the time, ending up having to pay for the rest of their lives, and they've never been eligible. But we can clarify it. We can get it documented in writing from the government saying that you are not required to make those premiums anymore, and that could save you, over the next 15 years, as much as $40,000 by not having to deduct and pay for something that you're not eligible for.
Let me just digress just for 1 second quickly before a break, Darren, and ask you, how did you get started in this? Well, I'm just wondering, was it a personal example, and you said, hey, I'm not the only guy making a mistake here or getting nailed here?
You know, I've been doing different types of tax recoveries across the country for years, and I discovered this particular one when I was doing a workers' compensation recovery. I discovered that this family business was deducting and paying EI on two of the sons that were working for the dad, but not on the wife. And I said to the accountant, well, why are you deducting on the two kids and not on the wife? And he said, that's just the law. And I said, well, can you show me the law? And he didn't know the law. So I researched it, and I found out that the law changed. And it used to say in 1990 that if you were the spouse, you were black and white excluded. But that law got struck down, and they changed in 1991 to say any related person is now excluded, but they made it wishy-washy and gray by allowing them to bring people back. So what ends up happening is you have roughly, in my estimation, 500,000 people in this country deducting and paying as much as $1 billion a year that they are not eligible to collect. And that, since 1990, has added up to cause a big portion of that $50 billion employment insurance surplus.
I'm talking with Daryl Earn. He is the president of Grants International. Back with Darren, in just a couple of minutes. I've got to take a break, but we're trying to just save you some money. And again, attention, if you have someone who does employ siblings or wife or you know, related family member, we'll give you some more details in just a second across the Chorus Radio Network.
Is CKNW News Talk 980, a Chorus Radio company. You're listening to Money Talks on CKNW News Talk 980. Here again is Michael Campbell.
Stay with us. We're going to talk real estate, goofy awards. I was just thinking about my goofy awards, sitting here and thinking, I'm in trouble. And we'll open up that special hate mail bag for this one. Also, of course, we've got Victor Adair coming, so we're going to talk about some of the movement in gold and other things happening. So lots coming your way. Right now, talking with Darren Earn. He's the president of Grants International. Darren, we're talking about people who are in business, hire a sibling, hire a spouse, that kind of thing, and the opportunity to maybe reclaim employment insurance premiums they've paid in. I want to just very quickly to this. Now, you've been spending, this is what your, you know, this is what Grants International does. How difficult is it to, first of all, how fast can you tell me whether I'm eligible in this kind of a way?
Okay, in 15 minutes of your time, we can certainly qualify you and gather the necessary information to get this process completed before the deadline. The deadline is December the 31st, and if we don't file this before December the 31st, you can lose out on a full year of savings because the law only allows us to go back 3 years. So
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Three years plus the current year could get you as much as $8,000, and we only need 15 minutes of your time today to gather the necessary information to file that initial paperwork. Now, that doesn't complete the process, but that does guarantee you and protect your rights to your 2002 claim, okay? If you weren't working there in 2002, don't worry about it. You don't have to file this before December 31st, but if you were there and related to the owner in the year 2002, we must file this application before December the 31st.
And how difficult is it from that point on, if you know what I mean?
We require 1 hour of your time in total. Now, the process is somewhat unfair, so you're never certain that we're going to win on the first round, but we're here to protect your rights all the way through. If we need to file an appeal, we will need an additional hour of your time down the road. It could be 6 to 12 months. And then if we have to, we could even file a case in the tax court if necessary. It doesn't happen to everybody, but you never know when you're not being treated fairly, and there are, you know, different people that have weird or strange situations that we have to, you know, clarify. But bottom line, if all goes well, 1 hour of your time can save you as much as $8,000, and that 1 hour is spread out over the next roughly 3 to 6 months.
And how much does it cost to do?
Well, we don't charge anybody a cent unless you get your money back. So we've had this, I'm in business for 15 years. We started in 1991. We have the same company policy. If you don't save, you don't pay. We work on a percentage of the recovery. So if we can't clarify your situation and get you a refund and the checks go directly to you, simply this, not a penny out of your pocket comes to us unless we can get you a refund. There are no hidden costs, no upfront fees, no hourly fees, no recoveries for disbursements. Simply, you get your check back or else we don't get paid. If you call us today, 1-888-999-2221, toll-free call, 1-888-999-2221. I'm going to send you a free employment insurance refund package for family business, and this package has everything that you need in order to get started. Of course, all of the information is also available on the website at grantsinternational.com. That's G-R-A-N-T-S, international, one word, .com.
Well, as I say, it's one of those things that when you add up the load, it's very difficult for people in business. Some family businesses are large, but most are smaller or mid-size, and the mandatory forking over dough, we owe it to ourselves, I think, to have a long look and saying whether that's what should be happening here. As you say, you can recover right into 3 years, and of course that sets in motion all the future savings at the same time. So, as I say, that's why this caught my eye. www.grants, with an S, grantsinternational.com. Number you can get a hold of Darren is 1-888-999-2221. 1-888-999-2221. Darren Earn, thanks for taking the time on the weekend.
Thank you so much, and have yourself a great day. And just remember this, if you can get one thing out of what I'm saying, is that paying the premiums does not entitle you to collecting the benefits when you are related to the owner. You've got to be careful. The onus is on you to do something about it. They will accept your money forever.
Thanks for taking the time, Darren. Appreciate
it. Have a great day.
Darren Earn.